how much better shape you think Brett is for this time against Minnesota with, you know, he's got a lot of experience, he's seen him before and all that kind of stuff.
Right. You know, it always helps with overall preparation, getting an opportunity, number one, to play. And then, you know, your preparation from a film study standpoint, reps on the practice field, all that factors in and all that helps as far as the overall preparation going into this week.
What do you think the week off in between starts does for him, if anything?
It gives him another opportunity to kind of learn just the approach from a preparation standpoint. Obviously, he had an opportunity last week to see how Aaron, his approach to his week of preparation, how that goes into it. But, you know, again, you know, he still prepares the exact same way as though he's the guy because obviously in this business you never know from an injury standpoint. But it's just more mental reps than physical.
Without the pressure of having to win games so that Aaron might come back, now that that's gone, do you think he plays any freer or looser or different?
The goal is to win, so I think he'll play the same way as far as he's always going out there with, you know, I guess the mindset of always winning and doing whatever it takes to put us in position to win. I think that's always been our approach and always will. I think he plays with that, you know, that goal, that vision.
It is different, right? I mean, not that these games aren't important. You still want to win them. You still want to play for pride and everything else. But we were all putting a lot of pressure on to get the job done so Aaron could come back. And it is a different situation now, isn't it, in some ways?
I kind of look at it, you know, the goal is to always win. And I know in years past and we always talk about opportunity. We got another opportunity to put the green and gold uniform on and go out there and play with that same type attitude, that same type passion, urgency that we always play with. And that's really the bottom line. It's about going out there and winning. That's what we've always been about. That's what we'll continue to be about. And I think that's the mindset, regardless of the situation. Yeah, we're in a unique situation now as far as being eliminated from the playoffs, but the goal is to always go out and win and play at that, you know, that the high expectations that we set here.
How do you think the players are going to handle it? I mean, other than Jordy and Rogers and Mason, there isn't a guy here that hasn't been on a playoff team. How do you think it's kind of uncharted territory for a lot of them?
It is, but, you know, as far as the process, the preparation, it doesn't change. You know, when we step out there between the white lines, it's about playing the game that we all love, we all have passion for, and the end result is you want to win. You know, that's a big part of why you play. You want to win. You want to be a part of that. You want to you know, continue to go out and accomplish certain things, and I think all of our guys, they understand that and what's at stake. And we're playing in our backyard.
Do you have any kind of feel yet for how you want to use Williams and Jones, you know, how you want to alternate them? I mean, last week was pretty disjointed in the way that...
Right. Well, you know, the way the game kind of played itself out, definitely. But, you know, you have three young backs that have certainly, two in particular, that have been extremely productive. And those two young men, without a doubt, have earned some opportunities, and they've made the most of their opportunities. But, you know, we feel good about the situation of having those three guys in that meeting room and continue to learn and grow and get better so that, you know, they continue to improve. And that's ultimately the goal. You want to continue to improve. And I think those three guys are certainly headed in that direction.
Is it important to get Mays a couple of carries before the season is over? Do you want to do that?
We look at it as we'll do whatever it takes to win the game. And that's always – that's the goal, to win the game.
How well are the Vikings playing on defense? It seems like they really, the last two or three years, ascended. And maybe it's because they've been under Mike Zimmer this long now.
That has a lot to do with it, because when you look at them on tape, they really are. They're playing at a high level. You know, you look at them from a ranking standpoint, they're number two probably across the board with the exception of pass defense, and I believe they're number three in that category. So they're certainly in the top three in all categories. They're playing extremely well together. They're very disciplined. They do a lot of good things. It all starts with those guys up front, and then obviously they have, you know, some special players on the in the linebacker position as well as their safeties. Harris, he's an outstanding safety. They do a lot of good things as far as disguising, showing you one thing and going to another. So we got our work cut out for us. We understand that, and and we feel good about the plan going into the game.
How important is developmental time over the last two games? I mean, with the playoffs no longer being in the picture, do you look at these two games as to win, but also to develop guys going into the offseason?
I would say this. I would answer it this way. The priority is to win, no doubt about that. As far as how we get to that, it's yet to be seen as far as the players that will be involved in that. But the priority is to win the game, and that's how we approach it.
Hey, what was you've had so many jobs around here. What was your job in 05? Who were you coaching that year? Sherman's last year.
The running backs.
Do you remember? I mean, that was obviously very rough, but that's not what this is. But I think that was really the last time, even in 08, Rodgers at least was in his first year as a starter. So yeah. I mean, what do you remember from the last few games there? Were there some guys that maybe weren't where you wanted them to be in terms of focus, and is that something you do have to guard against?
Even though you're playing to win and everything else, do you have to kind of reinforce that with your guys?
Reinforce that every game we go into it, as far as just your overall preparation, putting the time in, putting the effort in, putting the work in. Our guys understand that. I mean, you have to go out and earn it each and every week, each and every day. I should start with each and every day. You have to go out and earn it. What you put into it is what you get out of it, and that's always been our approach when it comes to work ethic. I think it starts with that, and then the results will show, obviously, from the practice field onto game day. But it's something that we'll always emphasize.
When number four threw an interception, did you ever absorb one of those blindside block type things while you were chasing the guy down? Whether you did or didn't, as somebody who played in a different era, how long do you think it's going to take to fully change the culture and get rid of those kind of plays?
I would hope that the way the league is emphasizing player safety, I would hope that guys get to try to continue to help as far as in a safety standpoint. Guys understand what the situation is. You don't want to put a player in a position where now, you put him at a major risk. We talk about concussions, the protocol with that. You talk about player safety. I mean, guys got to understand. I mean, there's a better way of doing it. And that was clearly a situation where it was unnecessary.
And you're in the offseason, nobody knew what your running back room was going to look. I mean, you had a lot of choices, but nobody really knew who was going to do what. What do you feel like that position's at now, and do you feel like you have something to work with for more than just the short term?
Really excited about those young guys because they're all unique. They all bring something different to the table. But really stands out the most, they've been extremely productive by way of the run game, the instincts that they've shown, their run abilities, but also receives out of the backfield. And you always go back to protecting the quarterback. I think those guys have done a really good job of that as well, especially being young backs, because coming into the league, that's probably the number one thing that guys, young backs that really haven't been in that position in college, that's the learning curve as far as number one, understanding their protection responsibilities, and then from a fundamental standpoint, how to get the job done from that standpoint. And those guys have been doing a good job, so we're excited about that room.
How those young guys have established themselves. When Ty Montgomery comes back next season, where do you think he fits now?
It's to be determined, I think. I think the number one goal right now is for everyone to be healthy and then come back. And it's always been, let's compete. Let's make it as competitive as possible. And usually good things happen when you're in that type of situation.